The number of American babies born prematurely has been creeping up, and nobody knows entirely why. The National Institute of Medicine convened a panel of experts to study the problem. They conclude that preterm births cost the nation at least $26 billion a year, and they call for a major national effort to reduce the number of preemies. NPR's Richard Knox has more.
It's an alarming problem that few people outside the medical community have noticed.
Prematurity is one of the very few childhood health problems that's on the rise.
Dr. Jennifer House is president of the March of Dimes, a co-sponsor of the new 600-page analysis. It says the rate has been going up year by year, 30% over the past quarter century.
Now it's a condition that affects 500,000 births out of 4 million babies a year.
House says the new report is an overdue call for a lot more research on what causes 12.5% of American babies to be born early.
The report makes no bones about the fact that we really haven't, as a nation, invested very much at all in this area.
Dr. Jay Iams of Ohio State University was on the expert panel. He says doctors' success in saving preemies is one reason the problem has been neglected.
The phenomenon of isn't it wonderful what they can do with these little babies translates into it's no big deal to have my baby born early. And of course it is a big deal, and a much bigger deal than most people realize until they're actually involved in it.
Then many discover the emotional and financial strains and a lifetime of worry about their children's development. Almost half the cerebral palsy cases are linked to prematurity, 25% of mentally retarded children, and a quarter to a third of those born with hearing and vision loss. African Americans are by far at highest risk for preterm birth, but Iams says, contrary to popular opinion, research shows it's not just because they don't get early prenatal care.
The best, most promising theory, it's only a theory, has to do with perhaps the chronic stress of being an African-American woman throughout your life and the effect that that might have on how your body responds to various stimuli that might trigger premature labor.
In any case, Caucasian mothers account for most of the increase in preterm births since 1990. Experts say maybe 10% to 15% of preemies result from the dramatic increase in fertility treatments and in vitro fertilization, or test tube babies. These have often led to twins, triplets, or other multiple fetuses, which are far more likely to be born premature. The new report says fertility specialists should transfer fewer embryos into a woman's uterus, only one when possible, and to restrict what's called superovulation, the use of drugs that cause women to release multiple eggs at one time. Dr. Richard Scott, a New Jersey fertility specialist, says he and his colleagues are working on the problem.
We have already gone a long way to reducing the prevalence of multiple pregnancy through treatments with fertility. Triplets are down by two-thirds or more, and we're making small headway into dealing with twins.
But Scott says many couples resort to superovulation because insurance companies won't pay for in vitro fertilization, which allows more control over the number of embryos.
Sometimes couples have that as their only option, and it is better than nothing.
But Scott says these couples are not going to give up on having a family because a committee of experts says it will increase their risk of twins and of preterm births. Richard Knox, NPR News.